Yeah, 412 King Street. You know what it is. We back, me and Alex.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Why you introduce him?
I'm gonna wait to introduce y'all. Relax.
Nah. We got that energy, Isaiah. We was waiting for you last time.
Yeah, welcome back, Isaiah. Alex. And then we have a new member that we're gonna introduce later.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah, go ahead and do your reintroduction since you missed the first two episodes that we came back.
Act like I've never left. I never left. I'm here. I'm him. That's all I got to say.
We waited two episodes for that.
I'm dead. All right. Well, that's Isaiah. let's welcome our new member.
That's aggressive.
5'5" out of Dallas, Texas. No hairline. He this here.
Nigga said 5'5". Yeah, this nigga said 5'5".
Big dog. D.A.
This nigga said
the Marion Atkinson.
It's me. Hey. It's me. I am him. Don't say the whole government name. First of all, I'm not 5'5". I'm 5'9". I don't know why I disrespectful. Don't know why I disrespectful. My hairline more on my forehead than his, but we're not going to talk about that, you know?
Oof. More on your forehead.
You know? I ain't balding like him, you know, so we're not going to talk about that.
You already are bald. No. That's why.
We're not going to talk. How you going to introduce me just straight vicious?
Like, nah, you right. Hey, you it's DeMar Atkinson, everybody. It's DeMar.
You ain't got to say my whole name. I say Gilme. Come on, Gilme. But yeah, you know, I'm new to the podcast. You know, I'm be lit, you know. I'm a dad of one, you know, Juliana, you know, she lit too. So this is going to be a lit podcast, you know. We got Isaiah, Gilme, and Alex, you know, so it's going to be beautiful.
That's what's up. The Jew. Yeah, you kind of did the intro, so that's good. You know what I'm saying? You want to do three truths and one lie or?
We had a summer party, bro. With sleepovers, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
well, first day of class. Actually, you know, where you been, Isaiah? What's going on? Let the pod people know where you want been. Me explain where I've been?
Because you know, we had a beef. You know, that's why.
Oh, really?
We told the viewers, bro.
Oh yeah. So what had happened was, you know, when you become a father of a dog, shit hits the fan, and you just got to take care of home first, and that's where I've been at. Taking care of this dog for however many months it's been. but I was swamped with my internship, school, work, bouncing all that stuff at the same time. Finally graduated, and now everything's slowing down. So,
sheesh.
Matt seen it, so it's all good.
What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Well, welcome back. I might cut that out, so, but.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. What do y'all want to talk about first? You want to get straight into the spiciness?
I was just looking at that Redskin Ron Rivera comment by that. What was that dude's name?
Washington football team.
That shit made me sad to look at this man just throw away his whole, you know, reputation.
Did he really have a reputation?
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't really there for real. You know what I'm saying? That shit, man.
So what did it all stem from?
I guess it's the COVID mandates for the league. It's like players are upset because it's basically they're going to make it difficult for you to play if you don't get vaccinated. And he was comparing Ron Rivera having cancer to a choice he made taking care of his health, even though the cancer he got, he had no control over. So it's like, and he doubled down like four times. It looked really bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
That's the one that said effect in effect.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, that was.
I know cancer. Bro. Like, what?
Yeah, so basically Rivera was is upset that like his team doesn't have a high percentage of players vaccinated. And so TJ Ward really tried to come at his head to say lifestyle choices is the reason that now he's scared of COVID, basically, right?
Yeah. And he deleted tweets.
Oh, yeah. My God.
What I don't get is everybody came at TJ, and instead of just apologizing, he really did quadruple down. Like
I wonder why he quadrupled down on it and then like spelled. How do you get effect and effect wrong? Like that's what we're gonna talk about. He's a football player, but how do you argue something and then say it affected your family member? Like, so nobody next to him was like, come on, man, like proofread. Y'all, like, I hope y'all would say, you know, like, hey, man. You might want
to honestly be like, hey, go ahead, take down that post, bro.
Dilla didn't did it before. And just the so I understand it. But, like, that's crazy. He doubled down on the man with cancer.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. He built different, bro. He quadruple went down.
For real, bro.
He did not let up. You have to have. That's like crazy. Worse than kill me. Like that's tough.
I knew someone. I knew that.
How do you quadruple down on something?
I admit when I'm wrong, though. You even said that on the phone before, so I don't know why you backtracking now.
We're not gonna argue this. We here to talk about TJ Ward. This has nothing to do with me, Gilmy.
You brought me into it though.
Because you quadruple down on stuff.
No, if I have a point, I do. Yeah.
Thank you
but
for saying
I'm
right.
If I was TJ Ward, I would apologize and say I was wrong.
Did he ever apologize?
That's the question. Yeah. Yes, that's what he said, effect and effect.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was his apology.
He said the cancer affected his family. Like, how does it affect something? Like, I was like, man, this man here. And I know he was confident, like, writing that apology, like, yeah, I'm going to show them. I can be like, if like cancer didn't hurt my family too, so I feel him. Then he said, "Effected." I would have said, "Yo, this man said effected." I would have to call somebody. That's crazy. Then he didn't even like. He left the Broncos, and who did he become?
Well, I thought he retired.
Like, it's 2021, and his picture is still 2015 championship. Like, come on, bro. We living in the past, bro. Like, come on now.
Super in the past.
Super.
Oh my God.
We're not even gonna talk about that though, Dylan. We're not gonna talk about that Super Bowl. We're not even gonna talk about it.
Wait,
did he win a ship? Or was he on the team that got beat by the Seahawks?
I think he was on both. He was on both teams.
Nah. Oh yeah, he was on both. Yep. Because they beat the Panthers and shit.
Yeah, come they smacked the Panthers. Anyways,
okay.
Yeah, but y'all definitely.
I'll say they beat the Panthers because they never beat the Panthers. Beat y'all. They didn't beat us. They didn't beat us.
Okay, beat so us. Why'd you say don't say they beat they beat y'all? All right, the Marin's a Panthers fan, just like Dillard. Just so everybody knows.
We hold it down. Right
yeah,
here.
You know, hold it down.
Hold down what?
Hold it. Who are you? Who's your team? Who's your team?
Fuck the Saints. Nah, I'll say fuck the Saints. Come on, man.
Your team, the Saints?
Yeah, the Aints.
The Saints?
The Aints. Oh, talking about?
Y'all the niggas that like went like three straight years and like had three straight calls, huh? Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Y'all garbage. That's why Jameis Winston is your quarterback now. Jameis Winston your quarterback.
For the last five. Come on. I'm about to look it up.
Cameron Jordan, how you know who can't? That's y'all best defensive player. Come on, man.
What? Oh, well, you know, he's an all pro, so it's all good.
He's an all pro. Come on now. You know they boost up stats. What is he on Madden? Garbage. If he not a good on Madden, he garbage.
How you boost up stats?
He's a 90 plus overall, man.
The Panthers let y'all win. We let y'all win. Come on, bro.
Is that just as bad, though?
At me?
Chill, man.
Isn't that just as bad?
Chill, man. Damn it.
Because an L is an L.
Nah, I'm going to back my guy up, bro. We let y'all win.
Yeah,
man.
We let y'all win. What are you talking about? They want to hurt. Like, we was beating y'all with Cam Newton. Arm was barely working. Like, stop playing with my name.
He said arm.
My boy Cam Newton arm wasn't even working yet. And he was still.
Man. We can chill, bro.
Anywho,
You a Chief fan. You see, Gilmi ain't gonna say nothing because his team just got smacked in the Super Bowl, so he clearly can't talk right now.
What do you mean I can't talk? What? We've already discussed this. We was not full strength at all. Like, okay, we lost, and we back again.
Y'all did not lose. Y'all got like an ass whooping like on a Sunday night. Like, what?
Yeah, but at least we have a Super Bowl in the last few years, huh? In the last decade, huh? All right, then.
Dang, Isaiah.
You want me like, can I sell you the records from the last 4 years for the Panthers?
Nah, you good. Y'all been winning.
We've won the division 4 years in a row so far, and you know we had to go through Tom Brady once, lost again in the playoffs and shit. But y'all's record.
What's our record?
Y'all been fourth, third, second, and fourth in the NFC South. The last 4 years.
Hey,
things
Dylan.
Aren't great.
Hey, you acting like the NFC South is trash.
Dylan, you want to know what I be remembering that I guess the Saints fans be forgetting? Bro, didn't we like smack their ass like three straight years, like four straight? Weren't we the first team in the NFC South to like repeat as like NFC South champions? I'm just saying.
In the NFC South?
Because y'all won.
I'm looking like, at the
y'all was wild card when the Seahawks beat y'all. That was sad. Marshawn Lynch to run. Like y'all on every horrible like highlight tape.
Yeah, we
like,
got
every
the,
highlight tape we look up, y'all on.
Bad luck in the league. And it's not even close. Y'all could we can run the tape. You seen the dude PI and the ref was like, nah, it's not good. I remember that against the Rams.
Bad luck.
I can send it to you right now. What's your email? I got the YouTube video pulled up.
He passionate about this.
Oh man,
he was passionate about that.
Why not email?
He heard on that one. It's cool.
I'm dead. So going off that, we can talk about athletes' mental health. The Simone Biles stuff. Simone Biles news was huge news to people. So, what y'all think about it?
You see Jalen Reagor too.
Jalen Reagor,
receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Like they said he came back. Yeah, they said he came back like to training camp. Like he had lost like a childhood friend that got killed. And like his mental, they said like his mental health, he's just physically and mentally not there. And they said like he lost, like he wasn't even able to complete the physical. And he usually weighed like what? Wow.
Jalen Reagor?
So.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, he speedster.
Super fast. That's sad.
That's Simone Biles stuff. Yeah, that's
and tough. That's the thing, like thinking about her thing and then stuff
like
that I personally experienced. Coaches don't really consider the athlete's mental health at all.
No, they don't. Mm-mm. They don't.
Or at least the environments I've been in.
That's all sports, too. That's the craziest part. Like, because I was looking at on Facebook, somebody had, like, posted a story about the girl back in the day in the Olympics who had hurt herself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she is still, like, somebody had made a post, like, one dude was saying, like, how he was American and, like, how he first looked at that, like, when he didn't have a kid. And, like, how he was saying, like, oh, you know, like, she was putting on for the state, I mean, like, the country. And, you know, like, she loved the country so much that, you know, she pushed through. But then he said after, like, he had a daughter, he seen, like, the coach was basically like, F you. Like, I don't care about that. Like, you need to go out here and do this and, like, forget your mental health. And they said, like, after 18 years of age, she had to retire from, like, gymnastics. Like, like that stuff mentally, that's heavy. And then you just not, like, it's the whole country. Like, it's rednecks and everything, like, rude for you. So, like, they, like, disrespect you and, like, they just talk. I don't know. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure, especially for her as well. All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, arguably, it is the truth. She's the greatest Olympian of all time. And it's like, we forget these people are so special that they're human at the end of the day. And the amount of pressure she probably had going into this Olympics, And, you know, all of us went through what happened last year to make it to today. And, you know, telling what she's seen and what she's been through. But I just – it just goes back to the age-old statement, bro. Mental health is health. Like, you would treat an ankle sprain, going to the doctor, you know, getting that thing wrapped up, iced up, whatever it is. Got to do the same thing for your brain. Not wrap it up, but go see somebody. Go talk to someone.
Yeah, exactly. Be able to have, like, a break or a rest to, like, be able to cope with what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy that the coaches don't, like, even when it comes to physical injuries, coaches don't give it much credence, and especially, like, when it comes to your mental, something that can't be seen, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Because I feel, I don't know, I guess the pressure for the coach is all on you, and they basically don't care about you, really. It's what you can do for me. You know, like, basically, that's every sports team as well, like Bill Belichick. Mentally, they really don't care about your mental if they can, you know, just trade you after all you've done for them. So, but then you know, you're shunned as the villain when you make decisions for yourself. Because I'm pretty sure everybody, I didn't see any story, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people were talking bad about Simone for like giving up and saying, like, how could you, you know, not compete and try to get us a medal, you know? So,
yeah, that's crazy to me seeing like people really badmouth her.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, no, like, why are you so pressed about it?
Yeah.
Like, why are you so pressed about her not competing? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the decision she made, and that's what she wants to do. So,
in the US, a lot of people talking about it, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. For real.
I know one of my coworkers he pretty much was like, what do I tell my son now? He's like, because, I guess he feels like she just quit. He's like, I tell my son, don't ever quit. Like, in the sport, if you start something, you got to finish it. So what do I tell my son? I'm like,
it's not that
simple. To me,
it's deeper than that, bro.
You his dad. Like, what do you mean? Like, why does a person you don't talk to have that big of an effect on your family member? Like, what do you mean?
He says, you know, like, I'm for mental health and all that, but he's like, you start something, you got to finish it.
He's not so you're not, bro. Exactly. You just you contradicted yourself. That's the stupid. Yeah. That's stupid. That's stupid.
But that's how some people see it, bro.
That makes no sense. Wow.
That's the thing is.
I got a question for you. Is mental health just like even like just athletes like coaching wise? Like, don't you think like his family as well? Like mentally, like the what you mentally have to hold on your head. Like, all right, my mom at home, she ain't got no food. Like.
Yeah.
Dang, like I'm the meal ticket. So mentally at like 14, 15, like your mentality has to be like, all right, I gotta tune out all the bullshit, like, or tune out all the pain, tune out all this, like mentally just to give my family this. When mentally your family really don't even care, like they didn't been living here like their whole life, like they laying on the couch, like so mentally like they shouldn't put that on you. So do you feel like that's probably why like coaches really be like, man, I really don't give a F, like, because you, like, it's just, like, I guess, like, you just say it's, like, a nationwide, like, it's just natural. It's just natural to, like, have mentally straining shit on yourself. That's everybody, though, you know? Just imagine for athletes.
Yeah, and I mean, we can't say that. It's not all coaches that don't care.
Yeah,
but
yeah, all like a lot of coaches care.
Yeah, it seems like there's a high majority that doesn't give as much credence to certain things such as mental health. But like back to kind of what your coworker said, it's like interesting to the fact that, I mean, as the father, I feel like you should be able to talk to your son and have like open conversation and be able to help him create boundaries for himself.
Yep.
In order to be able to decide what he would like or would not like to do or continue to do.
Oh, that's real.
Because it's just like, yeah, somebody might not want to quit something because they started it, but they'll figure out, like, they could still have a breaking point where they find other means to, like, other unhealthy means to take out that anxiety or anguish or, like, conflicting feeling that they have about it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's true. So,
yeah.
People, and like, people deal with whatever stress or anxiety, like you said, in different means. It has to come out some way, somehow. And if you don't talk about it, they're going to rely on things that might not necessarily help them. Make situations worse.
Yeah.
I completely agree, bro.
And it's like nuts because I still remember like back when I was in college and when I like was hurt mid-season and I told the coach I was done and man's tried to get me to keep playing.
Twice.
I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm done. Like, my body hurts. Like, I literally have an injury that's going to have me on crutches for 2 months. Like, I can't hurt it anymore, but it's, like, it's still, like, a bad injury. So, it's just, like, and, like, you see the effect physically or you don't, but you're physically hurt and it's mentally straining. And with that decision, you're struggling with the fact that you might be letting your teammates down. So it's like, at what point do you put yourself first? Like, it's a team. It might be a team sport, team game, team competition, but are you going to beat and destroy your own self for the greater, like, I mean, the for what would be considered the greater good of the team, but then you become a shell of yourself? Like, it just doesn't, you can't do that.
There's lots of stories about, like, dudes or athletes in general, like, sacrificing whatever they need to do and then losing themselves into the sport. Like, they don't got no identity after they're done playing.
I really wouldn't. You see, Dylan got a story because, you know, like, I had to play, like, with a messed up foot. They used to call my boot Sheila. You know, but, like, they thought, like, I really wasn't hurt. But, like, my foot was really messed up. So, like, mentally, I wanted to be there. Like, mentally, I was like, damn, I got to be out here. Like, this shit cool. But then when I walk on my foot, I'm like, yeah, this shit just can't. Yeah, this just not right. So, it's hard, like, because you, like, I want to pick myself. Like, I love myself more than I love anybody else. But you be like, damn, if I'm out there, like, that's ball game. Like, what? So it's more so like you really want ball game, like talk like I'm trying to be like ball game. I'm not trying to be like, damn, my nigga lost because I'm on the sideline. So it really be hard, but then at some point in time, you gotta know when it's more important than, you know, your health. And like you know, you was talking about talking down and talking to his son, like I feel that's a lot of things as well. Parents teach what they believe onto their kids instead of like openly giving them an opinion. Like, they'll be like, you want chicken or you want beef? Or you want, like, you know, ground beef? Like, you know, they got the ground beef out. They'll be like, nah, you gonna eat ground beef? It's like, why ask me? Like, that's pretty pointless. Like, I want a chicken. I don't want no ground beef. But it's because, like, you know, they feel they can inflict their will and their beliefs on a lot of people. So, you know, like, if your son be like, hey, daddy, is this quitting? Explain to him what actually quitting is. Like, quitting because, like, you feel if you were going to continuously do this, this is going to drive you somewhere to a dark place that, like, you're not going to be able to come out of. That's not quitting. That's, you know, putting yourself first. Putting yourself first isn't quitting. Now, if you just out, now, if she would just be like, man, if she was just like some scrub and be like, yeah, like, mentally, like, this just drained, you'd be like, all right. Or not even a scrub because you never know what that scrub going through. But, like, she's at the pinnacle, like she puts GOAT on the back of her stuff. Like, she's her. Like, she's that person. Like, she's really her. So that probably weighs on her. Then we don't know, like, all the hate mail she get.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's an African-American that when you think of America, like, for, like, sports and Olympics, you think of Simone Biles. We like basketball, so we think basketball. Like, we're going to think hooping, but, like, everybody else, they, like, oh, you know Simone Biles, like, so that's who you're represented by. You see what I'm saying? People hate that. That's a lot. To be the face of like a nation, like of a country, that's wild. And for that dude to say she quit and be like, bro, she don't even know you, bro. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
Why? That's like saying, that's like if I see a person on the side of the street and they tell me, hey, bro, you got to do this with your daughter because if you don't, she, I'm going to be like, bro, I don't even know you. Like, what are you talking about? Like, so it's pointless, it's useless. Like, you can, but what you can teach him in that situation is, look how strong she was. Mm-hmm. That takes strength.
Yeah.
You know, like that take a lot of strength to be like, man. And like everybody talking down, this is her like goal. Like since she was little, like to represent the United States, like was her dream. Like you think that's easy to be like, yeah, I just can't do that. Mm-hmm. Then you see all this like sexual assault cases coming out from these people that be training them. Who's to say, you know, she says she's been sexually assaulted from one of them dudes and none of them like put, everybody forgot that. So it's just crazy. It's just crazy how, you know, like, no offense to the dude telling what he gonna tell his son. See, you hit daddy. What you mean? Mm-hmm. Come on now.
And I think it's definitely important to teach. You want, like, you might want to teach commitment and not quitting and things like that. But you have to teach a breaking point, too, or what's your own personal breaking point.
Like when you cut somebody's head with a ball fade when you were a kid, that's a breaking point. Oh no, that just had to be a joke, girl. My bad, bro. My bad. Hey, so what do you feel like is a breaking point, Gilmy? Like, what do you consider breaking point? Like, what would you say? Like, all right, like, this is what goes from you quitting to okay, like, this was your breaking point. Like, it was breaking you more than necessarily you just like quitting.
I would say a breaking point would be like if you stay like if you stay committed, however X number of days, X number of weeks, X number of months, you stay committed to something and it's still like let's use an example of sports. Like let's say you do it for X number of months or X number of years or a consecutive year or something. But it's still not fun, or you're not finding any enjoyment out of it, and it is like making other parts of your life stressful or terrible or agitated or any of those things. Like you're having dark thoughts, then it's time to put it up. Mm-hmm. Like it's time to like you have a whole life to live and you can't let just one thing kind of dictate what one thing dictate everything else in your life. Like I know like with football, the breaking point with me was just not being like being upset of not being the same player that I used to be, and then
because your knees.
Yeah. Oh, so okay. My breaking point was I'm not playing like how I want to play. So it's time to let it go. Mm-hmm. I was upset and mad and depressed at myself. So it was time to let it be.
Hell yeah. My breaking point, shit. See, that's my breaking point was my dad took the love of football away from me. I played eventually like with Dillard again. But like I think Dillard made me play my senior year. So I ain't played since I was like 10. So that was 8 years of me like not playing football because like, I love the sport, but like my dad like made it a breaking point. Like he made me like not even want to like be like, bro, like what the like this is like bro, I'm a kid, like it's not this serious. Like I ain't even making no money yet. Like, bro, you tripping. So I was just like, man, you know what? Like this is gonna be my breaking point because I'm just like, man, I ain't trying to go through this for no 8 more years. Like having to hear this man. Nah, fam, this man tripping. So like that was my breaking point, but shit, like Dylan made the breaking point. Like, see, Dylan made it fun again. Like, we made, like, they made football fun again. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what you like? You know, like, you may not be able to play or, you know, but I'm pretty sure, like, watching it, you know, probably, you know, give you, like, the excitement. You know, because that's what made me play again. I was like, oh, my God, this man, Steve Smith, because that's my favorite player. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get out there again. You see, the coaches didn't let me do the position I should have been on. But we're not even going to talk about that. I was different. But, you know, like, you know, with Dillard, like, I remember Dillard used to call me all the time and be pissed because the coaches, like, you know, doing breaking points. So I was just like, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is crazy. Like, how somebody can make a breaking point for you instead of you, like, actually having to be it. You know, not in your case, of course, but you know. Mm-hmm. How somebody else can actually dictate your breaking point. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like, why do people want to enforce, like, the idea of not quitting so much on on kids when, like, grown adults. Like,
quit all the time.
Yeah, like, you quit it's your
obese,
job.
It's obese people all the time. Like, you can't quit eating. Like, you know, it's people.
What?
No, bro.
Yo.
He's going straight to aggression, bro.
Bro,
hey, no. Nah. I'm just saying, like, how kids, like, I feel we try to instill I feel sometimes as, like, adults, like, we want the best. So you can notice, like, every adult is a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I be hypocrite. Like, I tell Juliana not do something, and I go do something stupid. Like, you know, but it's just like, I think you want what's best for them, and you try to save them from what you did. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like, when they get, they're going to see you as a hypocrite more so than you trying to actually, you know, like, help them further in life or trying to teach them, you know, just, hey, I not to give up. Like, don't let stuff make you quit. But sometimes it comes off differently as me trying to instill you on how not to give up instead of, you know, actually being it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dilla, bro. Like, you going to say something, Dilla, bro? Like, I ain't heard my boy out there, Dilla, talk, bro. Like, y'all going to say something, bro. Me and Gilmy what having our own little dialogue, bro. Yeah. Me and Gilmy talking to each other.
I tried to say something. You said something. So I was like, I'll just let my boy talk, bro.
Nah, bro. Yeah. You talk, Dillard. You talk.
I didn't want to interrupt you. You went on a good thought, bro. So.
Nah, Dillard. You interrupt me all the time, bro. Don't act different on this podcast, bro. Come on,
Dillard be capping on the pod, huh?
Oh, I'll be capping.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I got. Stay quiet, boy. It's hard, bro, to, like, explain. Because everybody goes through their own situation. You know what I mean? Because, like, someone could be like, man, that's quitting. But in reality, it's not. It's like, you're doing what's best for you. And people got to learn, like, you got to put your mask on first. Like the people tell you in the airplane, put your mask on first, bro.
There you go. That's a good analogy. So,
that's what I just hate when people keep, like, they be talking down about Simone Biles when she literally, like, I saw one interview. She was like, she says her body hurts, bro. Like, physically hurts when she's doing them drills and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's only, what, 25?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she are
24.
Like, if your body hurting right now, bro, like, it's not. I would think it's about time to get, you know, give it up, bro. Cause
yeah,
man, it's that point.
I was.
What'd you say to your? Oh, go ahead.
I was just talking about how, when Nicole works with athletes, some of them have been gymnasts, and people don't realize, like, general public doesn't realize, like, gymnast careers are notoriously short because of how severe, like, the sport is in terms of, like, the, like, damage to your joints. Like, most gymnasts are short because they start so early in terms of, like, strength and conditioning that, like, it stunts their growth. They're really good at as gymnasts, but, like, what you're talking about, DeLarge, like, with her experiencing a pain at, like, 25, like, that's, like, standard for gymnasts, like, across the world. Like, you won't see any, like, 35, 40-year-old gymnasts. It's because it just takes a toll. Like, you think that her tumbling 7 feet in the air or what? Yeah. Or no, doing those 7 twirls and then landing on her knees is going to be good for her knees, bro? Where are you? Nah. She got no guards on her knees, nothing. It's just... Mm-hmm. It's not good, but she's still the best despite that. But it is a dangerous sport. There's a cost to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you didn't mention that who you're dating now.
Oh yeah, I'm dating Nicole. She's over here. She's sick right now. She's a sports psych. She's really good at what she does.
So, yeah, Nicole from our one of our earlier episodes.
Yeah. Hey. She was one of our guests. Yeah, and then the pandemic said, stop all that.
That's tough.
What'd you tell your coworker, Dylan?
Good question. I gave him a look, bro.
What kind of look? You know, what was the look?
You know my infamous look, bro. Like, really, bro? Like, really?
How do you ask that question? Like, how do you come up to ask me? I ain't got no kid. So how you gonna ask me first of all? Like why would you even? That's crazy.
Yeah. And like that's another thing about like it's good to have role models or others to look upon to for like your goals and stuff, but don't let them dictate how you move about in life. Mm-hmm. Like even as a kid, like your kid, you should teach your kid that.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, that's a big fact, man.
Yeah, especially when stuff happens like huge celebrity scandals like with Bill Cosby or like R. Kelly or like who else? Just like when celebrities have like their dark secrets come out or if they've been doing like criminal stuff like the two that I just mentioned, like then what do you do? Because that like what would you know what I'm saying? Like that happens with athletes too all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what do you tell your kid now?
You gotta make sure it's they like let them know that they human, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we all human. So yeah, it's cool to look up to them, but they gonna make mistakes, and you gotta realize that.
It's just like with Deshaun Watson, like up until you know last year, it's like he's you know the kind of like the poster boy for like how you should handle yourself as an African American like quarterback, and then the shit just busts loose in terms of like accusations, this and it. You know, we always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, but after like. Accusation 27. It's like, man,
hey, y'all ain't gonna do
what's
my
going on.
Like
that.
He didn't do it.
Bad.
No, don't.
He didn't do it. I'm not.
I want to believe he didn't do it, but
I know.
Yeah, I would hope he did it, but it's not looking.
It just came out like yesterday.
At all,
Deshaun. You got me out here looking crazy, Deshaun.
So yeah. Did y'all wanna add anything else to that? Simone Biles convo.
She the goat.
Proud of it, bro. Proud of it.
Yeah, definitely.
She goat. She the goat.
Golden. Did y'all wanna touch on that the topic that we had the text discussion about?
We finna talk about this leverage.
Yeah,
he's talking about these themselves. Women. Yeah.
A bunch of men.
No, nah, no.
Should have got a
women's business.
Should have got a female on there, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get a female perspective. Man.
Hey, why are you saying that now?
That's what I'm saying. We have to talk to
We just
I had
this.
My best we had the, I could have had my best friend on it for sure.
We could bring it back up, bro. It ain't no big thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's our part.
So, like, what you said, so like, what? I don't know. I feel that's tough.
I think part of the thing is...
I got to ask, what you think, Gilmy?
Let's give the listeners context, bro, before we start going into this.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So...
Why he paused like that? He
was waiting on thought Gilmy was going to do it. I ain't going to lie, bro.
Now, you got it.
So, I shared a YouTube link with the, what's it, the Fresh and
DJ Academic?
Yeah, but it was someone's podcast. Fresh and Fit or some podcast, and DJ Academics was on there talking about pretty much his past relationship with the with the Selena Powell, right, y'all?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so he was talking about how women leverage, they know how to leverage against men, but men, we don't really know how to leverage ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much the context.
That's real, though. I was thinking about it. That's real. But I think we give them the power to leverage it. What you think, Gil? We're going to let the psychologist tell us what's the psychiatrics of these crazy women. You tell me, Gil.
Yeah, huh?
Okay, I'll take you, because you be always saying you write stuff. So
what do you read? No,
I feel like now that I think about it, like the context of these academics and his relationship with Selena Powell, both of those people was off. You know, something's off with both of them. But like, I wonder if what his comments was coming from a place of hurt. Like, is he hurt that she moved on
definitely.
Yes. Or is he like? Because this isn't probably the first girl the first girl he's experienced this with, you know, in terms of rejection or if DJ Academics didn't have the platform that he has, would he have even got to speak to Selena Powell?
I feel nobody. You could be like the baddest looking dude ever. It's like the ego boost like the girls get when they be like, oh yeah, like I got this dude. So like anything, like girls like are just attracted to fame. Like, come on now. Like the skits that the dudes be doing. They be ugly as hell, but they be having like.
Well, some of them, that's their, like, they might be friends with those girls.
But then
I think what's kind of happened is, and this is kind of great, like in the public, but privately, I don't think it's this way necessarily. But there kind of has become kind of a double standard when it comes to gender roles.
Yes. A little bit. Yes. Yes.
Because when it comes to
get into it, you know me. Let's get into it.
All right, here we go. But anyways, you kind of see it, like, let's say, like, female singers, things like that. They kind of create a facade of being completely independent from men. And instead of, like, being, like, communicative and... creating a co-responsible like relationships, and it kind of seems to become where a lot of men, and we see it a lot on social media, like I said, but I think in private it's not necessarily this way.
Yeah,
but it's expected that the man provide in terms of resources like money, things
everything,
like that.
Everything. And say that, everything, Kevin.
I mean, I guess everything, but then like women aren't expected to like do certain things in the relationship.
Yes, like, kill me.
All right, relax, bro. Here we go.
Hey, it's
all right. I'm finna dig into it. I got something to get on my chest. Hey, oh my god,
like in terms of doing things such as like taking care of the man, things like that, which I don't think that's a woman's responsibility, but that also it should also be the fact that it's not man's responsibility to provide the money or provide certain different like resources and things like that. And that's where I say in private, I think people interact differently when it comes to their relationship.
Okay. Cool. I feel like you said, you know, behind closed doors, I feel women aren't judged as bad because of the image you put out. Like, you see all around, like, social media, you know, if you got to go 50-50 with your dude, he a roommate, you can cheat on him.
Wait, but what?
Yes. They said if you have to go 50-50 with your man, sis, that's not your man. He's a roommate. Oh. So you could cheat on him. Like,
dang.
But it's like,
I feel like this is coming from a place of hurt for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's coming from hurt. A lot of. So it's like 50-50 is like how I feel like a woman feels since she loves, that's all she has to offer. But when you look it down, like a man sets himself up for failure in a relationship more so than a woman does. Because I can't go into a relationship and be like, oh yeah, like my ex, like she messed me up mentally, like she left me. Like us as men, we can tell our significant other that or our spouse that, but necessarily more so than probably like listen to it and be like, all right, like he act like this when this situation arises because this happened in his past previous relationship. They'll look at it like, oh, that's how you lost your other girl. You finna lose me because you doing it. But they could be like, oh, this trauma hurt me. Woo-woo-woo. This is how I act. And they can act crazy. And then you have to accept them. But if you don't accept them, you don't love them for their flaws. But you know, like, you got to accept them for their flaws. It's just like, I feel... It's not even necessarily like, it's just the way society has made it. Like you was talking about the music, you know, you got girls saying they toxic. They love to be toxic. Like it's toxic music. Like see people saying I'm toxica, like in Spanish, like it's straight. It's like being toxic, not happy. Like what, like, huh? Mm-hmm. If he can't do this for you, cut him off. So it's like, you know, it's like, what do you mean? Like y'all don't offer us nothing. Like we ask y'all for the bare minimum. Like, and the bare minimum is, I can't say love is bare minimum because it takes a lot to love a person. But, like, I feel like newer generation men or men that, like, you know, was raised right necessarily say, you ain't got to do all that. You just got, you know, because I don't, when I was in a relationship, you didn't have to do dishes. You didn't have to, you know, that's not no womanly thing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm here to help you do that. Like, that's us a 50-50 sponsor partnership. But then when it's their time to be 50-50, it's like, what the hell? But I feel it's more so because women are more so dependent on us than we are them. But they paint this picture that they're independent. So they're saying they're independent when really they're very dependent on us. You know?
And that piece comes from when we talked about how the reason why that is because of centuries of oppression. Mm-hmm. It's not that like they want to be or... It's,
of course,
it's like
they finally got just, that say so,
and it's like people, you know, like we're so close to a generation that just got like women the right to vote,
yeah,
and we're just now seeing like the first vice president that's a woman in history, and you know, people think like, well, they, you know, sneeze at it because you know we're progressing, quote unquote, but it's like it's 2020. And a lot of new shit is still happening in terms of like
for women
being poor, you know, women being represented as they should.
Yeah.
But it's like, when I hear you explain that, I get it more because it feels like, it sounds like to me, a lot of people haven't interacted that much with a lot of adults. Now hear me out when I say this, like people don't like, cheat on others that are fully adults, that are fully mature, that can like understand like what responsibilities need to be done, like split stuff. Like people are full grown children. Like DJ Academics is a child to me. Like and so is that.
Dang!
Girl.
Oh my god! Like, what they don't like to you.
They don't
really
like.
Don't like DJ, bro.
He don't.
Like,
say he's a like, child. Dang!
These people are mature enough to like. Communicate with their partner and tell them like truly how they feel or like go that mile to be like, I trust you. I can share this information with you and I can feel comfortable doing it. Like I'm trying to get adjusted to it because I never had someone do that for me up until now. And so it's like, it's like, man, looking back, you look at your old relationships and you're like, damn, I was a kid. Like she was a kid. Like we didn't have shit together like that. We were supposed to, we didn't have none of the things that we need to like make this last.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of people like don't get to that point where they're fully adults, and that's where like this whole disconnect comes in, where people like get into a relationship and they like go behind each other's back or do XYZ because they're not fully grown and not full adults yet or ever can be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of think differently about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people keep that mindset, like even as they grow.
Yeah.
So you can't.
Can you escape a mindset? Can you change the mindset the older you get?
I mean, you can, but.
Or do you feel somebody like you really have to meet somebody that you really like? Don't feel you want to lose to where you change or alter your mindset. Because you know, like a lot of, it's more so mindset than anything, really, right? Like, to grow, because you know, you have to, like, you know, like y'all always say, you know, or like all these, you know, preachers, you know, all these people that be inspirational speakers be saying, you know, you got to be uncomfortable to grow. Like, do you feel like people don't like to be uncomfortable because they don't like to look at themselves? So that's why a lot of people like stay to themselves and make them accusations, you know? Because it's easy to say, oh, if he can't pay all my bills, like, why do I need him? But then it's also, but can you look at that situation in the same sense and be like, if he leaves me, should I be sad about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And a person can't look at themselves and say, if he leave me, like, yeah, I was the one wrong because I wasn't helping him and I feel he should take care of everything. But they'll talk down on you and say, you know, you left him.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird because being in our generation, like Isaiah said, they're not, like, I feel like our generation isn't, like, fully formed, like, adults.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially the stuff that we might see on, like, social media and things like that because I have the mindset that I'm like, me, like Kelsey and I, we like split, like we split the bills, we split the mortgage, we split chores, duties, things like that. But like, if I were to post some shit like that on socials, I would get flamed. I'd be considered a bum.
Exactly. That's what I say. Yeah. So the perception of men and women are totally different because like you said, they have so many rights that they never got to have. So now they feel since those rights are bringing more recognition, you know, then also it's just not the woman's fault. You get me? It's also man's fault. It's also man's fault, you know, for not being there for their kids. So this woman got to be a man. This woman got to act like, okay, like if this dude can't offer this for me, like how do I even fondle you in my life? Because I've been doing it by myself. And how does a woman even not even fondle you, how do I welcome love when, like, I've been having love and not be loved this whole time taking care of these kids? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, generationally, like, it's just a different thing, like.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I feel our generation is also more respectful, like, more respecting to women, like, more understanding to women, like, you know? Yeah,
I think part of it is sometimes it, for some reason, becomes like a competition of sexes.
Yeah.
When it should be like collaborative and communicative.
Exactly.
Because you have like one side, let's say like the women's rights movement is progressing. You have some men that are like, no, fuck that. Like, that's not how it should be, XYZ. And that's not right at all.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? And like, it shouldn't be that. It should, and then you shouldn't have men like kind of like what DJ Academic said, that are like, how do we create our own leverage? It's like, why is it that, like, why can't we find the middle ground for like?
I feel because like you know, I just feel because, like I say, us men make women competitive. Like, we make them compete with us. Because, and not even just, like, women seeing that. Like, how many dudes do you talk to and, like, you talk to them and they say, who the most, you know, influential person in your life? They're going to say their mom. Mm-hmm. Not everybody. You very, like, you hear dads, of course. But But you really hear dads when it's a two household thing. Mm-hmm. When it shouldn't be like that. We should be there to be influential on their lives regardless, so these women don't feel like they have to compete. And I don't feel it's competing more so than it's like it's becoming instinctive to them. It's becoming an instinct. You know, that's why like relationships really don't work probably nowadays, because a woman doesn't know how to actually depend on a man and actually understand what having a man is there for. And he's not there to take care of you. He's there to help you just like you're supposed to help him, because it's a partnership, you know? And we're here to build together. We're not here to, oh, if I get this job, oh, let me shit on my spouse because he's the man and he's not making as much as me. It's like, hey, I'm making more than you. Let me front the load. Nah, babe, like, I'm a man. I ain't asked you that. I don't care if you're a man. I'm here for loving you. I ain't gonna judge you. Because if you up, I'm up. So we up. Like, I don't think we look at it as, like, we're up together. It's more so, like, one of us has to be up and one of us has to be down. Like, it can never be a winner and a loser. It can never be two winners, you know? Mm-hmm. When really it could be. If you winning, I'm winning. Like, if y'all eating, I'm eating. Like, it's a matter of, and then, you know, you be seeing these dudes that be want to be around these dudes and be more loyal to these dudes than they are to their woman. You know, I be, like me and my partner was talking earlier, this off subject, like, we was looking at, like, these rap music videos, and, like, dudes be clapping their hands and it's, like, cheeks in the back of their head. Like, why am I smacking your hand? Like, that's crazy. I said, man, this man suspect out here. You know, and then, like, that's the picture these kids are getting of women, too. And then, like, you got these young girls listening to, you know, like, Summer Walker and, you know, SZA and all them. And, like, they're not singing about love. They're singing about some toxic stuff. Like, that's toxic. That is toxic shit. Like, very toxic. So I feel like it's just everything that makes us competitive and compete against each other. Then also, it's just men's ego as well. Like, a man can't accept, like, okay, a woman can compete with me. That's cool. Or a woman can be the breadwinner in this relationship. But it's stuff a woman can't do that a man can do. Like, you can't. Like, my sister, she's, you know, in a relationship. It's things she can do as a man, like, in that relationship with her girlfriend. But it's not instinctive to her. Mm-hmm. You know? Or, like, a woman respects a man because he's a man. Sometimes, you get me? To where, like, oh, I know you are. So, how do I... But I don't know. It just be, I don't know. I hope it's not competitive. Think,
man, it also goes down to like just to me to basic relationship, like just with people. Like a lot of people see, like, I'm not going to be your friend unless you able to do something for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People see relationships as like give and take when it's, that's not how it should be. It should just like if we boys. We boys, like, I shouldn't have to, I don't even need your help to, you know, move something, so, but we still gonna be boys because you helped me move something, you know, like, some shit like that. It should just be like, no, we cool, you know, we going through life together, we should just be helping each other, not asking, like, something back if you help me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I'll be seeing stuff like that.
So, do y'all think, so I understand people having standards and people having certain things they look for in, like, relationships, but how do you guys feel about the certain expectations that get thrown out in, like, social media or online and,
like, you don't want me to get into this, man. You don't want me to get into this, bro.
Dylan's starting this. You got to start this, Dylan. You start this, Dylan.
There are people
Dylan,
that
you
be like,
this hoe boy. Oh my god!
The people be like, oh, I can only date someone that's only making, got at least be making 250K, and you was like, are you making 250K? No. Well, what? How does that work, bro?
How you turn the TV on?
So it's wild, bro. Like, people really be thinking, like, I get you got standards. Uh-huh. But, like, come on, man. Like, if you're not doing something, then I feel like you can't really ask for that, bro.
And see, I get having standards, but I like you said, most of the time what you see, the standards are materialistic.
Or, yes, yes.
Like resources, money, things like that. And I mean, there are other standards that get talked about, but I feel like they don't get highlighted enough, like communication.
Yeah.
Being open with each other emotionally and with your thoughts.
Yes, yes, yes.
Showing and expressing love.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I feel that's okay. I'll tell you an instance in my past relationship. So, yeah, you know, so y'all know all about it, but like, so one day, so social media gives this imprint of like, if he don't show you this or do this for you, like materialistically, he's not loving you. So one time, like, you know, like she had cried about, you know, her favorite flower is sunflowers. I got her like a bouquet of sunflowers. And then like I put roses like on the stairs up to, you know, the bedroom. And, you know, I put like a little note on the bed and everything, had chocolates, everything. Damn, before I went to work. Now, mind you, I got off of work at like 3 a.m. I had to be up at 7 a.m. just to do this. And when she got home, she said, this all?
Oh, damn.
But the year before, I spent about $300 on her. All materialistic thing, watches, shoes, things that like materialistically she could see. And it's like, materialistic as you see if like, and then just if you see on social media, it gives so much like implications on if this dude don't love you, he'll marry you in 9 months. If he don't marry you in 9 months, he don't really love you. You need to let him go. But a woman won't look at themselves and say, well, that woman got married in 9 months because she probably showed that man what they can be. Compared to what are you actually giving me? What are you offering me? It's something that's holding me back from wanting to marry you. Can you sit down and have that conversation? We talk this out. Like you said, give me communication. That's why a lot of relationships don't work out. That's why my past one ain't working out right now. Because of communication, you can't communicate things to a person that don't want to listen to communication. But that's also taught from down the road. Like my mom taught us communication. Like me and my brother, we'll fight. My mama sit us down in the room and say, you know, apologize and y'all gonna talk this out. Like, or if y'all don't, you know, y'all gonna have a problem. We were taught to communicate things. And I feel a lot of women, a lot of men aren't taught to, you know, communicate. And then also a lot of things about women saying, a woman can say what a man's supposed to do, but they didn't have a man to teach them what a man's supposed to do. So what are you saying? That's like me going into a third grade school, you know, third grade and be a third grade teacher. How the fuck? I don't know none of this. I'm going to teach you. Like, I know it, but I don't know it to the extent to teach you. I'm lost just as you. Hey, what? How you do this, man? Hey, go get that. I'm lost. I don't know none of this. Mm-hmm. And I feel women feel they don't want to learn how to be loved by a man or what a man's love is. Or if this man does this or infidelity strikes, yes, it's his fault. He should have never stepped out. But what made him? If he tells me I wasn't giving him the proper attention or the attention I was giving him or the grieving I was giving him, yes, he's still wrong at the end of the day, but we came to a conclusion and a talk to where, okay, you communicated this is to me. So if you do it to me again, I can leave you. You get what I'm saying? But you communicated the problem. Now, women don't like to change their ways and be like, oh, yeah, you know this. Or, you know, a man be like, okay, this, and then the dude still don't change the ways, even though this girl is understanding his communication skills and understanding what he's communicating to her. But it's just so much like social media just takes all of that out because it takes away the communicating because they're instead
having to deal with 20-year-olds.
Imagine these dudes that's gonna be dating these girls coming up on TikTok and Facebook and all that. They're not gonna know what to do. And these women, these girls aren't going to know how to be loved because they're being told how to be loved off of a social media site. Instead of like a man actually being there saying, hey, I couldn't give you this. I couldn't get you this. But I had $10. This is my last. I know this ain't going to be a cute little date, but let's go get some chicken or let's go sit at the playground and eat this food. Picnic at those things. That's like, he didn't have. He had $10, yes, and that's nothing. But with this $10, he created everything, or tried to at least. And women not understanding that. And then money is the, you know, money is the root of everything right now.
Social media, bro. I don't know. Did y'all ever get into arguments about
all the time?
Like, your girl like mad at you for not posting a Women Crush Wednesday, bro? Did that happen to y'all, bro?
That happened when we a couple of times when we first started dating.
How wild that is, bro.
Yeah. I think that's kind of part of like kind of how Isaiah was saying, like the youth and not being like full grown adults yet.
Bro, like that's just wild to me.
That's
bro.
Nuts like, when you really think about it, like looking back on it now.
It's really nuts.
That's true. But yeah, I mean, and we can't, I know we kind of make like blanket statements of like women or men can't do that, this, but it's not all women, it's not all men.
Not all men.
Right. Not all of them.
But that disclaimer there, it's just kind of what we see, what we hear, and what we notice. But yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing is this life in general shouldn't be competition all the time. I mean, sometimes it's good, healthy competition, but it shouldn't be like the competition. When I look at society, is starting to drive everybody apart even more because everything is becoming a competition, period. And like in every facet of life, like you look at the government now, it's a competition. It's like, yo, don't make something that can affect people's livelihoods a competition. You know what I'm saying? Like what?
Oh, like we talked about it for you know, them going up to space. Like just imagine if they work together, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like it needs to be collaboration, whatever type of relationship you're in, you know, because there's a lot of different type of relationships that we didn't dive into. But anyways, it should be a collaboration. This life would be better if it's built on collaboration. And yeah.
Hey, that's true. You know, like collaboration, you know, like y'all know the situation I'm going through, so we ain't got to talk about that. So, but people, it's hard for people to understand like what collaboration is because they never had to collaborate with anybody.
Yeah.
Or have to or really want to because
your hair follicles don't collaborate with your forehead. Anyway. Yeah,
like your edge.
Oh, you talking?
Yeah. I know. You see, I don't know how pushback talking. I don't know how LeBron step back talking. Social media is bad for it's bad.
What was your famous line, Gilman? Clout is a hell of a drug.
Hey.
Clout is a hell of a drug.
Hey. And sometimes, and you know, sometimes a woman doesn't like a woman puts too, I feel women put too much pressure on men. And when a man fails, you know, it's like, what the hell? Like, you supposed to protect me. But. Mm-hmm. We feel we can't fall onto them sometimes. Now, like we said, not everybody and not like all relationships. But, you know, a lot of them, you know, you ask a man, hey, you think you can fall on your woman? They'll be like, yeah, but like you say how she falls on you, they'll probably be like, nah. And they'll add it up to that's what a man's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So women have to understand what men are supposed to do and what they're expecting of doing. And that is actually a 50-50 partnership. And sometimes, you know, it's not always going to be a 50. It's going to be sometimes 100-0 because you might have to hold your partner up. But that's why they're your partner. You're there to have them when nobody else is supposed to. So social media takes a lot of that away. Because look at all these social media relationships and YouTube relationships. How many of them break up that were supposedly goals?
So, I'm pretty sure a lot, bro. Pretty sure a lot.
Yeah. So let's kind of, I guess, close out this episode. Welcome to the guy, Demarion.
Yes, sir.
You know what it is. Isaiah had to dip out early.
I'm sorry, you don't think he don't like us, man. You know what I'm saying? My feelings getting a little hurt, man.
Oh, I'm dead.
Nah, I'm playing.
Yeah. He had to dip out early, so Isaiah's out of there. But it was a good episode. Oh, Dilly, did you want to do the music thing? I don't really have any new music.
No, I don't got any right now. You got any demand? New music?
No. Not no new music. No, besides Baby Shark. I don't know what else.
Some good movies that came out. Snake Eyes. That was a good movie. I haven't seen Black Widow, but I'm going to go see it. So, what else? The Rock new movie is coming out. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned for those. Man. Let me know what y'all think, man.
So, that's 412 King Street Pod. You know what it is.
Sure. We have love positivity, baby.
Yes, sir. Ski.